Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, soldiers of Israel, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for December 7th, 2017. And the title of the show is Israel, Your Name is Stiff-Necked. Oh, boy. That ought to get their attention. Yes, 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 yes. We are, and I include myself, we are a stiff-necked people. Are we not? We want things our way. You think preachers are exempt from that? You're crazy. Oh, man, it's amazing what we get ourselves into. We get ourselves into. This nation was founded on godly principles. And over the years, it's taken a long time for it to become degenerated into what it's become today. Now we've got current events going on with CIA and raids by the Marines, and we don't know all what's going on because they're not telling us. They're keeping it secret. Now, I'm going to say something that isn't going to set well with a lot of people because they don't believe, but all we do know, okay, all we do know that's proven itself over all the years is what is in Scripture. Really, men will lie to you, but Yahweh will not. Yahweh has revealed things to us in Scripture that will be revealed fully when their time comes. Now, we've had a lot of revealing here lately. We've seen the awakening and the anger of a lot of our people, and a lot of people that are not of Israel are angry and awake. We are told there will be wars and rumors of wars. What are we seeing? We're seeing engineering by people behind the scenes of conflicts. We are told now that current President Trump is going to recognize the state of Israel. I'm not going to call it Israel because they are not Israelites. They've never been Israelites. They're not going to be Israelites. They are mixed breed Mamzers that are deceivers and liars. They are the seed of Cain, who was a murderer from the beginning, who is cursed seed. They have satanic DNA. Well, they're murdering other mixed breeds. They're murdering the Palestinians. They're engineering more conflicts for white Americans so they can murder more of our people. Their goal is to exterminate our race, the white race, the most productive, most beneficial, most blessed race on the planet. And Israel, what is real Israel? That would be us in the United States and Great Britain and Sweden and Denmark. What are we doing? What are we doing? All right, you have a couple of factions. You've got two seed line Christian identity. Oh boy, are we waking up. We're waking up more every day. More of us. Okay? We're teaching the truth to other people. Some of them reject us because of the stiffness of their neck. They're stiff. Neck people, they don't want to believe the reality of the situation is too horrible for them to contemplate. So they are stiff-necked and they resist the identity message. Doesn't mean we should quit trying. Just means we've run into head-on stiff-necked brethren. Okay? Then you have those that are blithely unaware. They're sleeping through their lives. They won't know reality until it crushes them. At least we've got through to the stiff-necked ones so much that they're angry at us. They're not real happy because the truth has made them uncomfortable. Oh my. That's terrible.
Terrible. Please don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. No. I might have to do something. I want to watch TV.
They'll fight it tooth and nail. But we're even winning the battle there because the children of the adversary are so blatant in what they are doing that after those that have been asleep hear our message, they can never unhear it, you see. No matter how stiff-necked they are, they can't unhear what we've had to say. And the actions of the enemy, the Talmudists, are so egregious and blatant that it sticks out like a sore thumb, and it is increasingly hard for the stiff-necked ones among us. Now, I'm not talking about the totally brain-dead asleep ones. I'm talking about those that have this idea planted in their mind, and they're resisting with all their might, and there's less and less resistance. That terrible thing is happening to them. They're starting to say, maybe these guys aren't as full of it as I thought. These events that are unfolding right before my eyes sort of lend a little credence to what they told me. And I may listen in to one of these radio shows a little bit more, and I don't know. It upsets me. I'm sort of sitting on a fence right now. Oh yeah, they are fence sitters, stiff neck fence sitters, and then they'll listen in. Let's pick a show. Pastor Dan. They'll listen in to a Pastor Dan show, and he'll have somebody on. One of his guests. And he'll be some military dude that he knows, and he'll give the straight scoop on stuff. And our Israelite stiff-necked brethren is listening on the other end. He's on the computer and he's got it dialed in. And he sort of noodles around on his machine when the show is over. And he's going here and he's going there. And he's seeing some wild and crazy stuff that he just blows off as total BS, but he's seeing other things from credible sources. Now, I admit, there's stuff on the internet that I don't fool with. It's disinformation stuff from the enemy, okay? But there's enough stuff out there from truthers that it raises doubts in the mind of some of our stiff-necked brethren, and they investigate a little bit further. They become inquisitive and questioning is a terrible thing. Because once you start, you can't stop. You're hit. Well, let me investigate this a little bit further. Well, I didn't know that. What's this other link here? On and on and on and on. Then they hear the religious aspect of it. Maybe they tune into one of my shows. And I'm giving them straight gospel. Absolute straight gospel with all the chapters and verses and full backup. And what's going on in the world backs it up as well. Because I'll quote that. And then it raises a doubt in their mind about one of my shows. Well, this guy's saying stuff I've never heard before. Maybe I ought to check it out. Gotcha. Oh, Israel, your name is stiff-necked. And you are so hard to reach. Yahweh's called a bunch of us, and we've come out from among them. But he's given us a commission to reach the others. This is a tough job, okay? Believe me, it is. There's a lot of people that are primed and ready to hear the message, and there's others that are stuck in their ways, they're steeped in tradition. They don't want to break away from the herd. They don't want their little boat rocked by facts. Oh, it's terrible. We just do horrible things to those people speaking in their ear. And some absolutely reject us and run from us because it would cause a lifestyle change. And that's the most scary thing to some people, because they're stiff-necked. They don't want to change their ways for Yahweh's ways. They don't want to do that. And we'll get some people that'll get halfway into it, and they'll obey a lot of Yahweh stuff, but then they still cling to some of the stuff. Oh, they're of a particular family lineage, and in their country of origin years ago, they celebrated this tradition or whatever. And I'll be quite honest with you, it's coming up on the Christmas season. We're in it. If you celebrate Christmas, it's not going to send you to hell. I don't say anything as ridiculous as that. But it's not being with Yahweh with your whole heart. So if you are stiff-necked on that, and you continue to celebrate when I've told you quite plainly that it's a pagan holiday. I don't care whether it's good for the kids and fun and the tree and all of this stuff. If you look up the roots, if you take the time and are not too lazy to investigate, you'll find it's pagan. Christ was not born in December. Christ Mass is a requiem mass for a dead Christ. It was not brought in by Martin Luther, it was brought in by a Pope. It is the ascension of the sun god Mithra. And then in the spring, you have Ishtar or Easter Sunday. Now, who was Ishtar? Goddess of fertility. Fertility goddess. Not only the mother of Mithra. This is going to disgust some people. Not only his mother, but his lover. That's the pagan tradition. Ew. Yeah, well, I say ew too. And you celebrate Ishtar Sunday with all the little eggs, symbols of fertility, bunnies. All the fertility symbols. I've quoted in Jeremiah where they make a Christmas tree and it wasn't called a Christmas tree at the time. It was a fertility tree, and they fasten it with nails and decorate it with silver and gold and bow down to it. It's pagan. But yet there are those of us that cling to tradition. Oh, it's so much fun, and it's beautiful, and we worship. Okay. You can't Christianize pagan services. I'm sorry if it upsets, but you're trying to Christianize something that is pagan in origin because you're stiff-necked and you don't want to give up the traditions of men. Okay? Stiff-necked. Man or woman, doesn't matter. Stiff-necked. You don't want to listen. Okay? We're trying to gather numbers. Today, the enemy is doing that for us because so many people have heard what's going on. A lot from us, that the actions of the enemy are jostling the stiff-necked Israelites out of their complacency. They're starting to hear the warning bells go off in their own head. It's coming to them rapidly. And a lot of them are being upset greatly, and they're regretting that they didn't listen earlier. Okay, well, it's never too late, brothers and sisters. No matter how stiff-necked you have been, no matter that you resist some of the CI message now, it's going to come to you if you're faithful of heart. And if you're not, and you willingly are either too afraid or don't like the idea of a faith that has rules, real good common sense rules, that bothers you. You'd rather go to church on Sunday and sit in a pew and listen to a guy tell you a bunch of BS, make a show of it, and then go home. There's no responsibility to do anything there. It's safe. You're not required to change your lifestyle. You can just keep on keeping on and consider yourself righteous because you put on a show one day a week. And then you come back home and you live your lifestyle according to what you want because you're stiff-necked. Okay, those people are going to pay a price. Oh, now you're talking about punishment again. Yes, I am. Oh, you're just a hater. I've heard them say that you're a hater, so you're a hater. Hater, hater, hater. Does that comfort you to call names? Make you happy? Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. You can call me anything but late for dinner. Okay? Yeah, whatever. Doesn't affect me because it's just a name. And your opinion, quite honestly, whether you like what I have to say or dislike, okay, people's opinions don't mean much. I don't answer to people. That's the problem. My responsibility is to Yahweh. I serve Yahweh, and through that, my brothers and sisters in Israel. Okay, we're in there. Israel is the object of my service to our Father in heaven, because we are His chosen people, and He has called watchmen on the wall, such as myself. It doesn't put me in any elevated status, doesn't make me better than anybody. It gives me a very dirty job sometimes to do. But if I can wake somebody up and they get off that fence and quit being so stiff-necked, I've won a major victory. Now, who benefits from that? Is that gonna do something for me? Am I gonna get the grand prize for something? No. It's gonna give me the satisfaction that somewhere somebody has woken up and will join us in the kingdom of Yahweh at the end of days, which is rapidly approaching. I hate to tell you that, you stiff-necked people. It's going to benefit you. My life is set, okay? I've already, you know, I'm so poor I can't pay attention. But the rewards I get are spiritual rewards. I had a horrible heart attack. And Yahweh has healed me. Oh, yeah, a witness. The miracle in my personal life is a witness. The fact that I'm breathing and talking to you right now is a miracle. But that's how he works. We're all worried about what's going on out in the world today. They're going to do this. And they're going to do that. And they've got these machines that they could send and track us down. And they're tracking us through the internet. And they're doing this, and they're doing that, and they're. Oh, ye of little faith. They're fighting against Yahweh. And they're gonna lose. You can't fight against the supreme deity that created the universe. It's not going to do you a bit of good. You're wasting your time. But they, the mysterious, invisible they, are even more stiff-necked than our own people. They don't want to believe that they are going to get exterminated by the Almighty and His mighty angels. They don't want to believe that. Good. I'm glad they don't believe. They're evil. They're of the wicked one. My concern is not for them. They're going to get what's coming to them. They, okay? My concern is of my own people. I'm not called to preach to they. I'm called to preach to Israel, to the stiff-necked Israelites that don't want to change their lifestyle and turn their whole life over to Yahweh completely and stop doing the self-destructive things that they are doing within their own life and believing the self-destructive garbage that they hear on the mainstream news media. And our people that I'm trying to preach to don't want to change their lifestyle because they're stiff-necked. They are rebellious. And what has happened to rebellious Israel over the years? The scripture tells you all the things. We're not over in that land anymore because of our rebelliousness. We are in dispersion. And that land is so far gone and occupied by devils in shoe leather. New Jerusalem is coming down in a different location, and only true Israel will be allowed to enter New Jerusalem. Now, there will be other races outside New Jerusalem, those that didn't try to destroy real Israel. They won't be great in number. All those that are evil will be destroyed. Now, you're thinking earthly weapon. Well, you don't have enough bullets to shoot them all. You're right. We don't. But you read about the divine being in the Bible that when Israel was confronted by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of enemy troops with swords and spears, a bunch of different people assembled against Israel, and Yahweh went sent his angels in there. Same angels that are coming back here, folks, okay? Same ones. They smote and destroyed all of them. Not with swords and spears. That's man's weapons. Same way machine guns and tanks and stuff, that's man's weapons. Yahweh doesn't need man's weapons. Yahweh's all-powerful. That's part of the stiff-neckedness right there. We don't want to admit that anything in creation is more powerful than us. It's an ego thing with a lot of our Israelite brothers and sisters. It's ego that makes our people so stiff-necked. Don't want to humble yourself. Well, I can only testify as to my own failings. My body has failed me. I am greatly humbled by the fact that he struck me down in order to raise me up. That didn't take care of my temple that I'm inhabiting. But my heart is wholly with him. I didn't care for myself enough. Now that's a failing right there. You should love what you are. You're a child of Yahweh. Chosen seed line. And you shouldn't be so stiff-necked like I was that you ate anything, not pork and stuff like that. I'm not talking about unclean foods. I'm talking about just the wrong things. I didn't pay attention to taking care of the temple. Because my body is a temple and so is yours. We don't have the temple anymore. The temple is us, and the Holy Spirit is within us, and the divine spark is within us, and we need to take care of that temple so it runs its allotted course. Well, I hadn't run my allotted course, and Yahweh slapped me down, and then he's rebuilding me currently to continue running the course that he has set for me. And believe you me, brothers and sisters, I am a lot less stiff-necked than I was before. I look at things, I wake up every morning and I'm so thankful, and I go to bed at night and thank him for another day. Another day of service. Because basically, he has removed everything from me in my life. All I can do is testify about what I know for sure. He's removed all this extraneous garbage from my life and left me with bare bones service. My life is all centered around reading the Word and teaching other people of the glory of our Father in heaven. You can't be stiff-necked and do that. There's that fear among our people that if you totally submit, you might get the gift of the Holy Spirit, because there's many different ways it manifests itself, brothers and sisters. Many different ways. You may not be totally overcome and have to preach, can't stand it, have to do it. You can't not do it. You got to. Well, that scares people. But. Well, I remember Moshe had a speech impediment. And he said, I can't speak. And he says, have Aaron be your spokesperson. You talk to Aaron and then have Aaron speak clearly to Pharaoh. Well, he did. Yahweh works it all out. That's the whole thing. It's not mankind and our feeble efforts that's doing this. So quit being so stiff-necked and reject the service of Yahweh. Let the Father speak to you. If the Holy Spirit's talking to you and you keep rejecting it, that's blaspheming the Holy Spirit. That's sin. You got to let that spirit in. If you know it's from Yahweh, because you're led to speak holy things. And I can hear the naysayers now. Oh, you think you're holy? No, I don't think I'm holy. I think Yahweh is holy and His Spirit is holy, and He uses me as a vessel. A man vessel, a frail, fleshly vessel that can be struck down to impart a message that He wants to impart to others. He uses us. We are, and you do it willingly, and it gives you great joy, but it, a lot of times, I'm going to be real honest with you, it gives great grief as well, because of the ones that reject what you have to say. And you know that it's going to hurt them, and your heart grieves because you love them. You cannot help it. Even the ones that hate you, you love them and you grieve for them and you're so sorry that they're not listening. You don't jump for joy because they're calling you names and they're resisting Yahweh's message. No, that's not a joyful thing. That is not a joyful thing at all. That's a terrible thing. And that's part of being convicted with the Holy Spirit, that you feel. You feel deeply. It's overridden your stiff-neckedness. It's more powerful than your stiff neck. Each one of us in Israel is stiff-necked to a certain degree, some more than others. As long as we are trapped in this fleshly temple, we are subject to sin. There are days when I just don't want to get out of bed. I really don't. And I look at the computer and I put it off and I put it off and I put it off. and I don't record, and I'm this and I'm that. It happened to me today. And I've been asking Yahweh, give me a message. I need a message. I've got a sermon to prepare. While I'm preparing this sermon is for the 7th. Okay? I'm recording this at 2:19 in the afternoon on the 7th. He didn't give it to me until now. That's late in the game, and I've got to get this recorded, and then I've got to get it uploaded and all of that. But he put all of this in my mind, in my heart, and here it is. You're hearing the results of what he gave me. He works in his way on his timetable, and we can't resist that. Can't resist it. I don't want to just put something out here coming just from me. It wouldn't be effective. It wouldn't be real. There's too much of that going on in these Judeo-Christian churches. They just come across with whatever, usually out of some little book somewhere. They have all these pre-done sermons. And they'll memorize that sermon and give it to you. They got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. I don't have that book. I don't want one. I don't want to give their sermon. Watered down gospel. False doctrine. I want to speak from the heart, guided by the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit will come to you, even though you are stiff-necked, if you humble yourself. It may come to you in a different way than it comes to me. It'll lead you to do something in your life different from what I'm doing, but still in service. And that's scary to people. So they stiffen their neck even more. You need to submit. You need to humble yourself before Yahweh and let that stiff neck go. Stop worrying about your own fragile ego and worry about what He wants in your life. Because if you do that, what He will do will be to your benefit. It'll be good for you and good for others. You won't be tormented by knowing you're resisting Yahweh. You can't keep rejecting the Holy Spirit because it'll be withdrawn after a while, and then you're hit. I hate to tell you that. That's not a pleasant thing to say. You'll be given over to a reprobate mind. As so many have been in the world today. You can see it. The degeneracy, the perverseness, the hatred, the violence that goes on. We're in almost a living hell. In many cases, yes, we're in a living hell. It's horrible. We see what goes on with little kids. Demons in shoe leather sacrificing, eating, drinking the blood of little children. We're told this will be brought to an end. Well, I'm waiting to see who's arrested. They're going to have to publicize it because it won't be effective otherwise. You're not going to get it, a lot of it through the mainstream media because they don't serve Yahweh. They're on the other team. Understand? They work for the other side. That will be to their destruction. Now, do I grieve for them? No. If they're willingly in that other camp, if they are willingly serving the adversary, then woe be unto them. Yahweh will have no mercy, and I should have no mercy either. The enemy is the enemy. And most of them are not of Israel anyway, so I have nothing for them. Nothing. Let them be destroyed. That's all I can say, you know. They are what is known as an evil beast. Describes them in the Bible, evil beasts. That's what they are. They are willing servants. Yeshua Messiah reviled them. In John 8:44, you are of your father the devil, and your father's works you do. They were literal. That's not a figurative speech. That's literal. They're literally of the seed line of Cain, who was not Adam's son. He was the son of the Nakash enchanter that seduced Eve. That sin that Eve committed was a sexual crime. She was seduced. Cain was born first. Then she was impregnated by Adam after that birth. Cain was older than Hebel. And he slew his half-brother Hebel. And the blood cried out to Yahweh from the ground. He knew who his father was. And he says, you are cursed among all people. Well, the seed line from that half-breed is cursed today. And no matter how much they rail against it, no matter how much they tell you that they're religious, look at their religion. Look at their Talmud. Look what it says. Look what they do in their life with their usury. Look at their denial of the Messiah. That alone should tell you, no matter how stiff-necked you are to believe their lies, that should tell you that they're not Yahweh's chosen people. Their utter rejection of Yeshua Messiah. That's the telltale sign. No matter what else they do, no matter what posturing or pretending they put on, no matter what good deeds they do and point it out, see, looky, looky, looky. If they reject Yeshua Messiah, they are of the devil. And they've got a bunch of our Israelite brethren going right along with them. There's going to be a lot of Israelites that will suffer the second death. And they will be cast into the lake of fire reserved for the devil and his angels. It's not a given that if you are of the bloodline that you're going to make it. It's a testing ground, and you are required by Yahweh's rules, oh, those terrible rules, to show fruits worthy of repentance. You are required to behave and do certain things. And if you do not, if you refuse and you are stiff-necked and I don't want to, Feast of Tabernacles, okay? Free will, brothers and sisters, free will. What's your stiff neck going to get you? Second death. To be cast out forever from the presence of Yahweh and His only begotten Son, Yeshua Messiah. That alone is a horrible fate. Well, how can you be sure you're not going to get cast out? I'm not going to be in the kingdom on my own merit. Don't you get that? It's not your merit or my merit. It's Yeshua's merit. I call upon the name of the Father and the Son, and I have to ask for forgiveness every day, just like St. Paul did. I die daily, okay. I die to sin daily. Doesn't mean you physically perish daily. You die to sin daily. Because there's that little vestige of that stiff neck in all of us, preachers and everybody. There is none righteous, no, not one. Well, you're a preacher, aren't you righteous? No. No, I work at it best I can do right now. I'm in a fleshly body and subject to fleshly temptation. And I get angry, and I'll say the wrong thing, and I'll do this, or I'll do that. No major sin. I'm not going around murdering and raping and pillaging and doing all of that, but it's a little sin. Sin is sin. You get it? Little sins are still sins. It makes you impure. The only thing that's going to be pure is Yahshua, and He's standing between me and the throne of judgment so that Yahweh sees His righteousness. I don't have righteousness. I've got His righteousness to cover me over. That's how that works. On my own merit, could I make it into the kingdom? No. Not even. His merit will get me into the kingdom. And if I have to lay my life down in this world again, even though I'm healed from a heart attack, if they decide, you know, you're gonna deny the Christ or we're gonna shoot you, well, shoot me. Because my life would be nothing without my Messiah. It wouldn't be worth living. So go ahead. And may Yahweh have mercy on your wicked souls. Bang! I'm dead. So what? I'm off the air. They throw me in a trash heap. I don't care. When I'm out of the body, what do I care? I'm going to have a new body later. I'll be back. Okay? That's what they need to worry about. When all those that are of Yahweh, that are His people, come back. Oh boy. There's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth among the evil ones. What can I say, you know? All I can do is what I'm assigned to do, and that is to teach and preach the word to those who will listen. And those who will not listen and who are stiff of neck and reject the Holy Spirit, and reject the Christ and live in this world and of the world, you suffer the fate of the world, because it's hay and stubble and will burn. What can I say to you? I don't do this out of hatred. I don't hate you. I love you. But it's a choice that you as an individual must make. You can't stiffen your neck and reject Yahweh forever, or you're not going to make it into the kingdom. You're going to have to submit and call upon His name and give Him the glory, and He will forgive you, and He will take you in, and you will not be destroyed forever. Well, I'm about done here, folks. It's coming up on the time when I have to play the bumper music. I bid you shalom aleichem. That's peace be with you in Hebrew. And I'll catch you again next week at another wake-up call, or tomorrow morning on my word-for-word show. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4.